Mike and John in the morning. Glad to welcome in Barb Binkley from Cooper and Binkley Jewelers, Bink and Babs. And we missed you at Smoke and Jazz and Barbecue Blues, but we're glad you made it in this morning.
We're so glad you guys were down there. It is so fun to have you part of all of the things that happen in our community. Thank you for coming.
Great event in downtown Brighton. Great to see people come back. And we've got another event that's been kind of a tradition for quite some time, the Denim and Diamonds event for La Casa. And you and Mark, your husband, have been a part of that for a long time, too.
Yeah, we are the diamonds part of Denim and Diamonds, and we have a ball with it. So we have a one-carat diamond that La Casa is selling tickets at $100 a ticket, and they're only going to sell 100. And I will give you this little hint. They are 78 tickets sold right now, so there's not that many left.
So get in now while you can, and then this is part of the diamond mining portion.
And so when you get to the event, you will actually get to mine for that one-carat diamond, and it's going to be buried, and along with it will be a bunch of cubic zirconia and some gemstones. So you'll get something for sure. But somebody will get a one-carat diamond, and it's valued at $6,000.
Yeah, when we did this a few years ago, the diamond mining was like kind of the hub of activity. Everyone was sort of hiving around that, waiting to see.
It's nothing so like fun. Seeing adults play in sand.
Yes, you know,
that's
exactly.
The fun part. And I think that's kind of the evil part. You're just like, okay, I want to see how deep they're going to dig.
Yes. You know? Oh, it's so fun, you guys, because some people look at it and they think, like, I know this is it, the winner. They look at it and they think, oh, this is the diamond for sure. I can tell.
Absolutely.
And Mark and I are the only ones who know which little capsule has that diamond in it, and it's just a ball.
And like you said, everyone that is going to, you know, that gets in there, they get something.
Yes.
And those are cool little prizes as well.
Yes.
But it's just the fun of it might be.
Yes. You guys, the whole event, you know, you've been there. The whole event is so fun. Like, where else do you get to go to a fundraising event, wear your jeans, cowboy hat, denim, you know, cowboy boots? I mean, it's just a ball. The food is fantastic. It's Block Brewery, and they do great barbecue. They're doing the beer and wine. That's all included in your ticket. And there are tickets available for the event. There are plenty of tickets.
And we should point out, that's this Saturday from 5:30 to 10, the Haggerty Bearden Ranch. And what a beautiful setting.
The setting is so fantastic. Yeah. And Gwen and Stephen Bearden are just fantastic hosts. I mean, they go above and beyond. They don't just offer their home and their property. They go above and beyond. They make all of the details work. I mean, it's just such a great event.
From the parking to everything else, and the event itself is always a lot of fun. You're going to have some gambling going on.
There'll be gambling. Listen, there's a new band this year called Whiskey Fix, and the band is, I mean, it's a big professional show. The lighting and the staging is fantastic. They've really worked to bring that up. The Pinckney Varsity Equestrian Team's going to be there and do a show. There's going to be, we said the gambling, there's other raffle prizes that you can win. The fireworks at the end of the night.
A spectacular fireworks show to kind of wrap things up.
Yes.
So this is not just, you know, somebody lighting a Roman candle and, you know, everyone stand back.
Right.
You know, this is a professional fireworks show.
Exactly. And you guys, I mean, $100 for the ticket. So the food's included, the beer, the wine's included, all the entertainment pieces, the music is included. Like, where else, I mean, this is the deal of the century. I mean,
And it is a lot of fun. You see folks that, and it's usually kind of the guys kind of venture off into the gambling area. Once in a while, there's a couple of the ladies there that are probably going to take their money, but it is for a good cause for La Casa as well. And and there are still tickets available. Now, how can folks get tickets? Can they
come to Cooper and Binkley? So there's tickets for the event. You can get tickets online at lacasacenter.org, or you can get them at Cooper and Binkley Jewelers, Howell Western Wear, or the La Casa Collection in Howell. That's for the event. In order to get a raffle ticket, those aren't available online. They can't sell them online.
Right.
So you have to either come into Cooper and Binkley Jewelers or the La Casa Collection.
Right, very good.
And you don't now for the diamond mine tickets. Mm-hmm. If you buy one of those raffle tickets, mm-hmm. and how much are those?
$100.
Right. So that's $100, and then you get your ticket for Denim and Diamonds.
That's $100.
Yeah, and that's $100. So for $200, you're going to have a tremendous evening.
Yes.
Plus, have a chance at walking away with that beautiful diamond.
Yes. 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 It is such a fun event. I mean, it's just one of the coolest things that happens out here. It's so fun.
Right. And again, for anyone who's never been there, again, the Bearden Ranch is just a spectacular location. It looks like great weather this weekend, so that's going to be stupendous. So it's a great fun night. I mean, you got to kind of put it all together. A great fun night, great weather, great food, excellent music, a chance to walk away with a diamond,
right?
And what's kind of unsaid in all this is you're helping a premier community organization.
Well, and I was just going to say, I mean, in case someone doesn't know who La Casa is, I don't know how that would be, but if somebody doesn't know who La Casa is, they are a nonprofit organization, and they provide help and hope for victims of abuse.
Right.
And they just do tremendous work. I mean, their shelter was the first to have pets available so that a family could bring a pet along if they had to get out of a situation. So they do tremendous work here in our county.
And have a statewide and really a national reputation for exactly what you're talking about, being innovative in dealing with victims and survivors, with their programs and services, and it is such an integral part of the community. So this fundraiser is really one of their main sources of funding to make sure that these things continue on.
Right, and what I love about the Diamond Mine ticket is that money all goes straight to La Casa. So if we sell out at 100 tickets, which I feel like we're going to at this point.
Yeah. You only got
only
what, 22
left, yep. Right? So that is $10,000 straight to La Casa. So it's just all for the all good, you said. Right?
All right, let's say John and I pitch in and buy a ticket. Okay?
Yep.
And we can't be there because of another obligation. Can we have a proxy pick out our?
And that's exactly what we do. We have scoopers for people. So if somebody can't be there, they buy their ticket in advance, they let us know that they aren't attending, and the advance tickets get scooped first. So that's actually another advantage. Mm-hmm. And so someone will scoop for you. We have great record keeping, and we'll have it all recorded. And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen that in action, too, with the note-taking and everything else. So it is all on the up and up.
So, right, so people have options.
Yes.
Right, you know. But I think for $200, that is a tremendous night and a chance to get that diamond. But if you just want to help out and do the diamond, that's a possibility
as
well.
Yes, I thought you were going to ask me if you won, could I split the diamond in half?
No, it would go to John. He's the king of diamonds.
Well, get him his ear pierced.
Well, yeah. I guess I could do
I think
that.
A nose ring would look better.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Right.
Barb, it's always a pleasure having you in the studio. We appreciate all the work you do, not only for Downtown Brighton, but local community services as well, just like La Casa, and you've got a run coming up that you're a big part of, too.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Yep, thank you.